Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Signs, wonders, and miracles are not for today, but for the tribulation period. That's the headline. David James will come with an open Bible to this broadcast table in a moment to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, there are probably a number of different ways to approach this particular subject, but what do you think is the best way to deal with it? And what do you think is the strongest biblical evidence for the sign gifts having ceased in the first century?
Well, one of the things that you find when you're talking with someone who believes that the sign gifts are still in operation today, they will point to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, which says, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. And they will suggest that because of what was happening in the first century, that will continue forever because Jesus doesn't change. And I would say, I agree, Jesus doesn't change, but we shouldn't go back to Acts chapter 2, but rather we should go back to Genesis chapter 1, since Jesus was the creator, and he is the one who operated miraculously on the earth, gave the miracles throughout all of history. So we start in Genesis and then take a dispensational approach, and we see that there were periods of time in history where there were miracles, beginning especially with the flood, then the Tower of Babel, then the time of Moses, then the time of Elijah and Elisha. These are major periods, and they were long periods where there was very little prophecy going on, and there was especially very little miraculous. And there was another time then when Jesus and the apostles were on the earth, and then once again during the tribulation period in the future. So there are long periods of time where there's very little miraculous activity, and then you see this biblical pattern. And as far as the evidence for us now being in one of those periods of quiet, of little miraculous activity, and certainly not the sign gifts in operation, is one, the pattern in the Bible. And then if you look at the purpose of the sign gifts, it was for laying the foundation through the apostles and prophets, foundation for the church. And then the third thing would be that if you look at Paul's ministry in the 60s, he left three people sick. Apparently they were slowly being withdrawn by God, even as early as the 60s. So I believe that they were for the foundation of the church, so that they are currently not operative, although I do believe that there will be a time when the miraculous will begin again and become more commonplace during the tribulation period.
David James with a biblical approach for signs, wonders, and miracles in the church today. David James gave us a biblical understanding of signs, wonders, and miracles for today. Jesus Christ, in the Olivet Discourse, Matthew chapter 24, said the exact same thing. In Matthew 24, verses 4, 5, 11, and 24, Jesus Christ said that deception is the number one sign for his second coming, and that deception will be through signs, wonders, and miracles. We today are seeing Bible prophecy fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...